California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the state's cannabis market is now upside down, with more illegal product than legal, and he's vowing to reverse it. At an October 22nd press conference in Los Angeles, Bonta announced the results of this season's Eradication and Prevention of Illicit Cannabis program, known as EPIC. In its three-month operation span, the EPIC enforcement effort yielded seizure of about 775,000 plants and 106,000 pounds of processed cannabis. That's valued at about $353 million. EPIC worked in 36 counties with about 134,000 plants seized in Mendocino County. That's second only to Southern California's Riverside County, where about 137,000 plants were seized. There were no EPIC operations in Humboldt County. Bonta said the illegal market undercuts the viability of the legal market, and the balance between the two is weighted to the illegal end.
The idea was to end the illicit marketplace and have one unified single marketplace for legal cannabis where regulations were followed, there was full compliance and taxes were paid. That has not happened, and it is upside down, really. The illicit marketplace is larger than the legalized marketplace, so you have to review it and identify what needs to be done. A couple things need to be done, in my opinion, respectfully. One, ongoing enforcement at all levels in all places. Wherever the illicit marketplace exists, we must crack down on the illicit marketplace. There needs to be consequences for opting not to go into the legalized marketplace and staying in or entering the illicit marketplace. Thus, the enforcement we do up and down the state with EPIC, thus the programs that we have with partners in our county council and city attorneys where they are doing enforcement with our support.
Another prong of Bonta's strategy is to make the legal market easier to participate in.
There needs to be, through legislation, smoother, easier pathways to enter the legalized marketplace. What do I mean? The tax burden and the regulations are not insignificant. And when you're trying to move what has had been essentially a marketplace in the shadows and bring it out of the shadows and into the light, you need to make that pathway, at least at the beginning, something that people will opt into and where there's as few barriers as possible. At least you want to make sure the barriers are low enough so that folks choose the legal marketplace. And so I had proposed a 3-year reduction in the taxes associated with participation in the legal cannabis marketplace. We're always trying to regulate to the point of necessity and then stop and don't over-regulate. I think those are all part and parcel of a broader, multi-pronged approach.
In this exchange with a reporter, Bonta acknowledged there's disappointment and frustration with the size and effectiveness of California's legal market.
So you get the frustration of people thinking, oh, once you legalize cannabis, all these problems are going to go away. They obviously haven't, or they've gotten worse.
I don't just understand it. I share it in terms of that frustration. There are things I believe we can do as a state in Sacramento, as local law enforcement throughout the state, and we're doing a great job in that regard, but there's always more to do to help end that frustration and realize that vision. Part of being great is knowing when you've fallen short of your very high standards. We've fallen short so far when it comes to a legalized cannabis marketplace. We're not where we need to be. We have to acknowledge that, and we need to take the steps and the action to get to where we want to be and should be.
Bonta said the price of illegal cannabis is 2 to 3 times cheaper, but the cost to the environment is often high. Asked about trends, Bonta said almost all of the illegal cultivation is taking place on private properties, and there's quite a bit of organized crime. He said EPIC's operations resulted in 282 arrests, and legal consequences include jail time. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.